Ukraine security issue.
On the 2nd of June, the 99th day of the Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian invaders, an air raid alarm sounded across the whole of Ukraine. Russian missiles destroyed several railway crossings in the Lviv region. Five people were injured. At least one person was killed and eight injured in the Kharkiv region as a result of shelling. In the city of Kharkiv, a missile hit a school, killing a woman. Three people were saved by rescuers. In the Luhansk region, the Russian invaders destroyed more than 50 apartment buildings and private houses. Their prime target at present is the regional center, Severodonetsk. Having captured it, they would secure control of the entire region. According to Serhiy Gaidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration, 70% of the city's area is now controlled by Russian troops. Some of the Ukrainian defenders of the city have retreated to more convenient positions, while the others are fighting in the central part. They have managed to capture several Russian soldiers and found out more about the enemy's defenses, said Serhiy Gaidai, adding that the city of Lysychansk remained under Ukrainian control. The Russian army continues to shell Ukrainian positions and residential areas along the entire front line in the Donetsk region using mortars, artillery and multiple launch rocket systems. Civilian casualties were reported on Thursday. The Russians targeted a suburban residential area of Slavyansk with cluster shells. Consequences were unknown at reporting. At present, there is no gas supply in the region, while electricity and water supplies are still available in some cities. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported on Thursday that the Russian forces had increased the number and intensity of artillery, missile, mortar and air strikes in the southern war zone. According to Vitaly Kim, head of the Mykolaiv Region Military Administration, the enemy fire is the heaviest on the administrative border between the Mykolaiv and Kherson regions. They have begun to shell us more frequently. They've been shelling us in the morning. They fire chaotically at residential blocks. It looks like the invaders want to intimidate us. Today they fired multiple launch rocket systems. Yesterday they fired heavy howitzers. They fired four times. The fire comes from the occupied areas of the Kherson region. They have nearly a dozen firing positions there, said Vitaly Kim. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian forces are on the offensive in several southern frontline areas. On Wednesday, they destroyed two Russian speed landing boats in the Dnipro-Bug Firth. In that area, the Russians lost more than a score of troops and a dozen pieces of equipment. Over the past 24 hours, Russia has lost 150 troops. The total number since the invasion has reached 31,850, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces said in the daily report on Thursday. Fresh graduates of a high school in Lutsk, Volyn region, have contributed to the Ukrainian army. With the money they saved for the school leaving party equivalent to $500, they bought a power generator for soldiers of a mechanized brigade fighting at the front. Roman Khadovitsky and Nadia Butets said all their classmates supported the idea of helping the military at the expense of their party.
One day we got together and agreed that in this situation it would be improper to celebrate. Instead, we decided to help our soldiers so they could bring Ukraine to victory sooner.
I think we did a good thing, and I will always remember that I have contributed to our victory, that I may have helped one of our soldiers just to call his family and tell them that he is okay. To me, it's a lot more important than a hairdo or a new dress. Nadia Zamryga, press officer of the mechanized brigade, told Ukrainian radio that the generator bought by the school graduates had already arrived. Any gift from our compatriots, especially school students, is really priceless. Yes, the generator is already in use and it comes very handy because electric power is a big problem in the combat zone. This generator helps us to do our job, to exterminate the enemies, said Nadia Zamryga. The New York Times writes, citing U.S. military experts, that once Kyiv receives the long-awaited U.S. high-mobility artillery rocket systems HIMARS, Russia may resort to massive missile strikes on Ukraine. These systems have an effective range of up to 79 kilometers. Although Ukraine has pledged not to fire HIMARS rockets at targets on Russian territory, the Kremlin is alarmed, especially amidst its claims of the annexed and occupied parts of Ukraine being Russian territory. At present, Russia controls the annexed Crimean Peninsula, one-third of the Donbas and almost all of the Kherson region, the area totaling almost 43,000 square kilometers, about one-fifth of Ukraine's territory. This area is comparable to the Netherlands. Russia has announced plans to annex the Donetsk region in July. The occupying authorities of the Azov port city of Mariupol are hastily issuing Russian passports to residents. Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the Mariupol mayor, wrote on Telegram that the so-called Ministry for Migration of the self-proclaimed Donetsk Republic sent an order to immediately set up points for local residents to submit documents for obtaining Russian citizenship. The occupying authorities also eliminate all those who refuse to collaborate with them. According to Mariupol mayor Vadim Bochenko, Ukrainian volunteers and officials are detained and executed. In a demonstrative trial, the Sham DNR court sentenced the village head to 10 years. At least one local official was executed by a firing squad. Several dozen Ukrainian volunteers who helped evacuate Mariupol residents in March and April and delivered food and water to the occupied city are now held in prison in nearby village. A Ukrainian judge who tried separatists before the war is now pending a court trial and is reportedly subjected to torture. The Ukrainian authorities of Mariupol have appealed to the international community for help in freeing the volunteers. Meanwhile, residents of Mariupol are facing an imminent environmental disaster and outbreaks of epidemics. The occupiers bring construction waste to a landfill, which is already critically overfilled. The landfill is located near the central sewerage collector, which may collapse at any moment. As a result, all of the city's sewage will get into the sea. There are already reports about a huge number of dead dolphins drifting from Mariupol across the Sea of Azov contaminated by toxic substances.